You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media as Adventist World Radio. So parenting is a rewarding yet challenging journey, and women often face unique challenges in their roles as mothers. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution, and each family dynamic is unique. Here are some of the common parenting challenges faced by women, along with advice on how to navigate them right. And we are joined on the line by Sister Lina Chadambuza, who's going to be speaking to us about these challenges. And then we see, good, after this, you know, are we going to feel better as mothers or kanjan? Sister Lina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. How are you over that side?
We are good. Thank you so much for joining us once again, my sister.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Amen. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Okay. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I want to thank you once more for bringing us before your presence. We have come to learn about parenting, about motherhood. And so we want to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to guide us through this session so that we may be able to understand what you have for us and how you want us to order our children, so that at the end of the day, we will say, these are the children that you gave us, and we have molded them into your likeness. Be with us and speak to us. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. You know, when I saw this topic, and I was like, yeah, ne? Guning. Because as a parent myself, you know, I am facing quite a lot of challenges. And I was like, we'll see. But I do believe that, you know, I'm going to be learning something as well. And then we're going to start it off, my sister, with, you know, why do we feel guilty as parents when we are tired? You know, you come back from work, all you want to do, you know, is just kick off those shoes, sleep. You don't even want to lift anything, but at the same time, you're feeling guilty. You're like, eh, my children, you know, I need to cook. I need to do this. I need to check out where they at school and stuff like that. And we feel so much guilty. Why is that? And how can we now navigate those guilty feelings?
At least we feel guilty. There are parents who don't feel guilty, so we give ourselves credit. Not a parent, not a mother in this age. If you still feel guilty that you are obligated to do certain things for your children, then you are still a mother. You still have that touch. I think we feel guilty probably because it's a role that is inborn within us. You know, you know that it is natural for you to provide, to take care of the children. You know that you're supposed to make sure that these children are fine, but you have a lot of things going on in your life, and obviously it's normal for us to feel guilty, by the way. You shouldn't feel bad about it, because we are just human beings. Mothers do a lot for their children, by the way. We set aside our dreams. You want to be this great person, but because you now have children, you have to stop and start doing those things that are supposed to be done by a mother. So we do feel guilty. We do feel tired. It is normal. We are drained emotionally, physically, you know, because the children are not listening. It's okay to feel tired and to feel guilty about it. But then you need now to come out of that state and talk to yourself well. That's how you navigate towards away from those feelings of guilt. You tell yourself that, you know what, I'm just human.
Yeah.
I'm just a person. And you take every day as it comes. Because if you overload yourself with so much guilt and pain, then you may not be able to be a parent. By the way, we are all learning to be parents.
Yes,
even if you have different children, even if you have five children, you learn because you are dealing with a different human being at a different time of your life. You have a lot of things that are going on around you. So it is difficult to contain all that pressure. So you shouldn't really feel so bad about it. Of course, you get tired, you feel guilty, but you tell yourself you are doing a great job. Always speak good things toward yourself.
And you know, as you're saying that you know, as parenting is different and we parent differently, and also with the children as well, I remember there was an incident that happened there where I was like, it's a challenge, you know, because I'm like, but you are doing that to your children, so why are you expecting me to do this with my children? Because it's not the same, you know. And we do struggle with being compared with other mothers. That is a given, mm-hmm. you know. So how then do we find contentment in my uniqueness that, for example, I pinch my children, you know, for example, or no, I give them time out, or no, I actually do this to my child while the other mother does this. And actually some of these things, we see them when now we have to go to camps, we have to be, you know, play dates and stuff like that. How do we navigate not comparing ourselves?
Okay, I always like to be truthful.
Mm, yeah.
You need to put boundaries.
Mm.
You see, there are a lot of factors that make us different in our lives. I mean, you have your own life, I have my own life. Others are married, others are not. Others are coming from rich backgrounds, they have money. Others don't have. Others have to work a lot of time. They spend a lot of time at work, so they have a maid. We are all different, and we have different ways of doing our own things.
Mm.
So if people are going to see the way I come out with my children without knowing the background of where I'm coming from or why I'm doing it, it becomes a challenge if I allow myself to be compared by anybody.
Mm.
Other parents are struggling. They are suffering to take their children to school. So they make sure that they are strict on the food. Mm. And when somebody sees it, they say, "This woman is stingy. Why are you doing this?" Mm. But they don't know where we are coming from.
Yes.
So when you put boundaries in your mind and around yourself, it protects you from this comparison affecting you.
Mm.
So you have to tell yourself that I am my own self. As long as you are trying your best to raise your children the best way you know, then nobody has the right. By the way, I saw a post of somebody saying, you know, I was at church and I was trying to rebuke my child. And then somebody said, "No, you don't talk to your child like this. You don't. And then somebody said, "You know what? I'm trying to raise a king.
Mm.
So you are not going to come and start telling me. I want to tell my child what to do, when to do it, where not to do it. So this is how we do our thing. So you let us do our thing so that, because I know what I want to achieve at the end." Nevertheless, it's important that we learn the skill of parenting.
Yes.
Because, you know, we just wake up sometimes, we don't discuss these things, we don't know what we want from our children, what we want to have. We don't even look at where we are, the state we are in. We just get to have our children. So sometimes when these children come, we are not yet qualified, or we don't have the skill to raise these children. That's why other people now begin to say, you spoiled your child.
Mm.
Because you don't know how to raise a child. We cannot say just because you have children, then you become a parent. Mm. No, having children doesn't make you a parent or a mother. It is now an art, a skill, a gift that comes from God to mother a person, to parent a person. There are so many children whose parents, biological parents, are alive, but they're not doing anything in their lives. Mm. So we need to learn this art of being a parent.
Mm. And as you're saying that, you know, that we need to learn that art of being a parent, and how, for example, sometimes some parents, mothers, have to juggle between school, have to juggle between work, have to juggle between 1, 2, 3, 4. One would ask or try to imagine, if I'm doing all of this and I have got a partner at home, you know, my husband is there, he helps. When I'm busy cooking, he's busy with homework. You know, when he's busy with homework, I'm busy with this. So at least there is that bit of a relief. What about single mothers then, you know? Do they find it extremely more difficult because there isn't that help that we as married people have?
Yes, they do have. They do have, because now you see, apart from being a parent, you have to be the provider. You have to do all the things. So it becomes a challenge for a single mother to raise children and provide everything they need. Mm. And by the way, the reasons of being single are many. Others become single because of death, divorce, or they were raped. So they're raising their children alone. But it is more of a challenge, because even the Bible says two are better than one.
Yes.
So now a single mother has to do all this work alone. And, you know, even as a single mother is raising a child, especially if the father died or left, there are feelings of guilt that they feel as they are raising their children. I cannot provide. I cannot talk. And then some children don't even know how to respect their parents, you know, especially if it is divorced. They will tell you that, "No, I want my dad," or "You cannot speak to me like this." And maybe just an advice to single moms, that especially if you are raising a boy child, it is very important to find a male figure.
Mm. Okay.
For that child, yes, who at times the child will be going for guidance and counseling, because mm-hmm. there are certain things that happen to a boy child that you may be uncomfortable, especially in our African culture.
Mm.
There are certain things that you cannot be discussing with your son. So if you find a male figure in our African context, it's your brothers, or if the brothers to the father are alive, or even a male figure at church, or find a counselor or guide who can be helping this boy to grow. A girl is better because she has you as a model.
Mm.
But a boy would need somebody to teach him to be a male.
Mm.
That we may not have the gift. So you need to accept your limitations. To say, this I can't do, this I can do. And let me just also be quick to note that, you know, there are other people who are married who are raising their children single-handedly.
Yes.
You can have a husband, you can have a wife, but you can be doing everything alone. I've seen that.
Yeah,
the responsibility is solely on the other part. Yes, the man is never available. He's always traveling. He's out there. He does not care. So it is not only single mothers that struggle, but it is a parent who is struggling with a friend or a husband who is not available.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And let me just encourage the single mothers who may be feeling, no, I'm not enough. I mean, if you look into the Godhead, you find that there are three males. We are not going to go so theological there.
Mm.
So we would say this is a single dad.
Mm.
And he's raising children alone without a female there.
Mm.
So even you as a woman, you can still raise, or even if you're a single dad, you can still raise. By the way, Jesus was raised by a single mom. When
yeah.
Joseph died, he did all the work alone. And Jesus is one of the best men that you have ever had. Actually, he's the best that you have ever had in this world. He came from a home of a single mom.
Mm.
So it is up to the mother now to know who she is and understand her struggles so that she can help herself and help her children. And by the way, children who are raised by single moms who are genuine, they really understand the struggles their parents go through.
Yeah.
So it pays back at the end. It is very difficult for a single mom to raise the children. There are a lot of pressures.
Mm.
There is finances.
Hey.
The children, when they start growing up and start answering you back, a lot of things. There are a lot of struggles.
Hey, and they answer. Yo?
Yes, if the father is there, the mom will say, I'll tell your dad in the evening when he comes home.
And sometimes, mm-hmm. I was saying that, and as you're saying that, we'll tell the husband when he comes back, or your dad, because mm-hmm. sometimes when we discipline them, it's like, okay, they are more scared of the dad than me as the mom, you
yes.
know. But
yes,
that
yes.
also brings in another challenge, Sister Lina, where now I'm having a difficult thing with these children. It's either they don't listen or whatever, but how then now do I communicate that with my husband, you know? Or how does the husband now communicate that with the wife, saying, Ish, I'm struggling with 1, 2, 3, 4 in terms of how we're parenting our children. Or I'm struggling with 1, 2, 3, 4 in how I'm dealing with the children. You know, how then do we communicate that? And I loved how earlier on you spoke that if there's a single mom, for example, she should try find a role model or someone that the boy child can look up to. Who does the single parent speak to? Because at least us, we can, as much as we'll struggle speaking to them, but there is someone to speak to mm-hmm. them. But for a single parent, there isn't anyone to speak to.
There is. It's just that we need to understand that we are not all powerful, you know. No man is an island. Ask for help. Ask, you know, I think we have this proverb. It says a child is raised by a village or something like that.
Yes.
You know, a child belongs to the village. Anybody, as long as they have good intentions, they can raise your child. They can help. They can advise.
Mm.
So there are certain times when things go bad. You just need, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and prayer, you need to seek for help. You need to ask for help, because you can never do everything alone. So parents need to realize that we cannot do everything ourselves. That brings me to another point. If you are a single mother, you have family. Make sure you are in good books with your family, because if you are going to be alone and you have problems with everyone in the family, you are also teaching your children to have problems with their own siblings, and they will have problems. So you are creating a problem. So try by all means, if there is access, to be in good books with the family where the child comes, by the way, which is very important, where the child comes from. We need to be in good books with them, because even if you don't take your child there, they will still look for them. So we shouldn't be selfish. You need to find somebody who you can ask, who can help you. You need to talk to somebody. You need to ask, how can I do this? How can I go about this? My children are like this. How did you do it? And if you are married, timing is important.
Okay.
When you are married, if your children are giving you pressure, you discuss with your partner at the right time, in the right tone. Women, when we are upset, we blame the husband. And then you say, you know, you don't understand what I go through. And then you start, you know, throwing shade on each other, you get upset. So you need to know how to communicate your issues. And also, you see, children are not a problem. It is how we raise them that becomes a problem.
Yep.
You are the one who determines how your home should be. So you need to be praying with these children. You need to be communicating with them, the children. You need to communicate with them. You develop that art of communicating with them. Remember, your children are not your enemies. Recently, I was telling somebody that, you know, I've learned to accept that a parent is somebody who can get upset with a child and never hold a grudge against them. You can't. You beat them because they upset you. 10 minutes later, you are still now bringing them back to yourself. So you need to learn how to communicate with them and tell them, Daddy, this what you have done is wrong. We don't do this in this house. You talk to them. Most parents, mothers especially, don't know how to talk to their children, so they become enemies. They are rough, they give them names, they tell them these big words, so it becomes a challenge to even communicate the struggles that they go through. Apart from talking to somebody, talk to your children.
Yes,
because those are the ones that you have. So you need to learn the art of communicating. Like I said, you need to learn the art of being a parent.
You know, Sister Lina, as you're speaking there, there's someone there saying, or one of our listeners saying, careful though, the modern village is a jungle. You know, back then it was. But now, would rather lock the children inside the house.
But you know, the good thing again is that same jungle is the one that will come and help you during difficult times.
Yeah.
People around, they don't really care much what goes on in your family. They just want to see the good. There is no person from outside who can see your child misbehaving and they can laugh. They will rather come and say, this is wrong, or they'll just tell somebody because they know the mother says, don't touch my children. Yes, so we need to learn how to be a parent for us to be able to know what is right and what is wrong. You know, our generation is finding it difficult to know what is right and what is wrong. Yes. Well, when we talk about the village, we're not talking about social media. We're talking about concerned people like the church, like the community. Social media is not part of our life. It's something that has just come, but it has nothing really to do with our parenting or our lives.
I don't know about there in Zambia, Sis Linane, but here in South Africa, I think the stats that I remember vividly, because I know I was one of the people who were writing those stories, where we had 8-year-old, I think the youngest was an 8-year-old, which was a shock to everyone, and a 10-year-old who were mothers. Like, they fell pregnant and they were mothers. Yes, the whole debate, you know, it was a matter of, hey, they were raped, hey, this, but Oksalai, they are mothers, you know, they are mothers.
Yes.
So now, what are some of the challenges of being a teenage mom, and why should children prevent that? Yes, we understand that some are raped. It's a given. Some are raped. Some it's unfortunate circumstances. But we do have those that they know what they're doing. When they're doing the deed, they know that I'm having sex. You know, they're not forced, they're not everything else. So the dangers of that, and in fact, here, back in the rurals, you know, where I come from, I've seen teenage children, you know, having children like back to back, because we have a social grant in South Africa. So if you have a child, the government gives you X amount of money every month. And I've seen that where I come from, where someone who's way younger than me, they were like having 3 children. I'm like, but just because of that money that you're going to get, what if now it stops and everything else? So what are some of those dangers there?
You see, that now is a child raising another child. It's like mom has left you as children and you're now playing the role of a parent. A parent is a mature person. You know, according to the World Health, they say a mind of a person fully develops around 25. So if you're going to have a child below that age, then it means your mind hasn't fully developed. There are certain pressures that you cannot cope with, you cannot handle. That's how you find that these children leave these babies alone at home and they go for work, they go for doing other things, and they can't take care of the child. Mm-hmm. So you need to be at a certain age for you to be able, and you need to be responsible. You need to have things to take care of a child. I've seen, like you are saying, young girls that have had children at a very young age. I'll tell you, even myself, I got married when I was 19, and it was not even a good marriage, by the way. Mm. We were all young, and there were a lot of problems, and most of the problems arranged from finances. We didn't have money to finance our home, so we had to live with our in-laws. There was abuse, there was fighting. The boy was raised in a home where there were fights because I didn't have money, the father didn't have money, and the issue of school, I had to stop school. So now, when I meet my friends who are in school, it becomes a challenge because my mind is supposed to be at school. But now I am taking care of another child because I'm still a child. So it stretches your mind to a point where you don't know what to do. That's why others commit suicide. Others end up going into prostitution. And it cuts off your dreams. Because you are supposed to develop, you're supposed to go to school, university, start working, have your own house, and then now consider that, okay, now maybe I'm married because I'm stable. But then at that time, you are not stable as a young lady. And it becomes much of a problem such that these are the young ladies now that we see now just dating any man so that they can take care of their children. Because they have no option. Or if I say no option, maybe it's a bit wrong, but their minds are stuck. So to them, they don't have any option. They try working. They are not qualified. They try going to school. They can't because they have children at home. So now the only option now is to sell their bodies or settle where they are abused so that they can be able to fend for their children. And those are the same children, some of them, not all, that you find in the streets. Because their parents had them when they were not ready.
Yes.
And so they just send them, go and look for money, go and sell this, go and do this. Others just leave home. Because if it is a well-organized home, unless there is a psychological problem, a child cannot leave home to go and do drugs in the streets. So we have a challenge.
Yeah. And it's a lot, you know. I think some parents, they shut down. Some people, you know, they tend substances, and now it becomes some, it adds to the problem instead of doing that. I think the most one is just the shutting down and not caring and focusing on other things. But do we have, you know, coping techniques that women can use when dealing with these challenges? Because, yeah, sometimes it's a lot.
Yes, like I said in the beginning, you have to talk to yourself, be kind to yourself. You need to know that this parenting thing we're not born parents. We are learning to be parents. So you need to acknowledge that, you know what, it's okay, I'm stressed, I'm overwhelmed, I have work, I have marriage, I'm a single mom. So acknowledge that you have the problem and it is stressing you. Talk about it. Like I've said, have a relationship with your children. Have a relationship with your children such that when things get to the worst, you communicate with them. Be positive, be kind to yourself. And let me just say, take inspiration from God. This one is going to hurt a lot of people. He's the perfect father with wayward children. Is he not a perfect father? But look at us. So you don't have it all. No matter how good you will be a parent, you always have problems with your children. So don't be too harsh on yourself. You are doing fine. You are trying your best. As long as you are trying, then you don't need to. The Bible says, we'll talk about it, raise your child in the way of the Lord. The results belong to God. As long as you are trying, then just know that you are doing your part. You are planting. But the challenge that we have is, like I said in the first, if you feel guilty, then you are still a mother. Most of us are too busy. If you are at work, you are busy. When you come home, you are on busy. Your phone. You don't have time to talk to your children. You don't have time to communicate the values. And you leave the children to be raised by the social media or the society. Of course, the society can mold, but they learn by seeing certain things. So if you're not there in the home, to help this child, then it becomes a problem. But if you are trying as a parent and things are not going as you plan, then just know that it shall be well. You have tried your best.
I think you got me there when you said that God, you know, we must look to God because He's the best Father for wayward children. I tiperatina, yeah, we are worse than with. So as we wrap up, Sister Lina, you know, do we have any biblical guidance on parenting challenges?
Yes, I had spoken about Proverbs. It says, "Train up your child in the way of the Lord." By the way, not your way.
Yeah.
Because if you are biased and you are corrupt as a parent, you may want your child to go in the ways that you think are right. And also, do not dream for your child. Allow your child to be them. Because if you want to, if you are a doctor and you expect your child to be a doctor, what about their own dreams? So you train up a child in the way of the Lord. Guide them in the paths of the Lord. The results belong to God. Respect also their choices as long as they are in line with the word of God. Be an example to your children. Children don't learn by hearing only. Mostly it's by seeing. So if I'm a single mom and I bring men home and I expect my girl child to be dignified, then it won't work. If I don't do devotion, I don't pray, I don't worship, don't ever expect my child to do it, because where are they? Where can they learn it from? They can't learn from church. They learn from us. If you don't know how to answer your husband back, just know you are raising a girl who's going to be answering back to her husband. So you need to be an example as you are teaching your children, as you are raising up your child. And Ephesians says the parents don't provoke your children. Parents, sometimes we speak harsh words. We speak bad things to our children. We don't bless them. We tell them strange stuff such that these children, they are bitter in their hearts. Yes, we hurt them. And I don't think in our African context or culture, parents apologize.
No. Wow, what
you
is
know,
that?
I was telling my colleague that, you know, I was looking for a comb. And I was asking my daughter, I haven't seen my comb in a long time, but I'm here with it at work. I found it in the office. So I said, yeesh. So it means I need to go and apologize. Because I stressed her in the morning, please find it. And I told her, I want to find it home because I like it. Now I have to go and say, you know what? I'm so sorry. But most of our parents don't give us that.
Yes, yes.
After beating you for something that they had forgotten, when they find it, they will not say, I found it. They'll start giving you food.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
Yes. So we need to raise our children in the way of the Lord. That is the ultimate goal. That is how we learn to be parents. That is how we learn to do the right thing. Be patient with your children, but consistent. Teach them to say, no, this is wrong. You see, for Abraham to be able to take Isaac, we should learn from that, to take Isaac for a sacrifice. If that boy was spoiled, he wouldn't have tied him.
True.
He was going to say, this, I know my rights. He would have taken his father to court. But because Abraham had trained his boy in the way of the Lord, he learned to submit even when he did not understand. So we need to put our foot down and not to be controlled by our children, but to teach them, because the world out there has become very violent and rough. So we need to raise up men and women who are going to stand up and stand out and say, this is not correct.
Hi, Sister Lina. In fact, you know what, we have spoken, we have learned, and as we are saying, the issue of saying I'm sorry, it has become a challenge. But I think, I don't know, from what I've seen from those that I know, this generation, we are learning. We are learning to say sorry. We are learning, you know, that word. Because sometimes, we've never heard it from our parents. Some of us, our parents have died, and us will die without hearing it from our parents. But as long as we are learning this. So in closing remarks, Sister Lina, on this parenting challenges, and then after that, please do pray for our mothers, for mothers and mothers, so that, you know what, they hang on, because it's going to be gay. It's going to get better one day.
Yes, I just want to say parenting or motherhood is a gift that comes from God. We are all learning to be parents, and we only take inspiration from God, guidance from God. Let us develop a strong relationship with God, because He knows better. Let us pray for our children. Let us pray. Actually, I was supposed to emphasize on pray for your children. There are things that may happen to them or may not happen to them because you prayed. And also, let us speak kind words to our children. Let us not get upset with them when we are tired to say, these children, I've laid aside my dreams because of them. So, you know, I don't like them. These are a gift. These are the only genuine people that will love us and are going to keep us when everybody else leaves us. So my prayer this morning is, as we are learning every day to be parents, let us ask God for guidance and wisdom so that we can raise, by the way, we can raise great generations. Our hands, in our hands as mothers, lie the destiny of our children, of our families, of nations, and of the world. Through us will come presidents. Through our hands will come ministers. And if we are careless with our children, we will raise gangsters, we will raise murderers. And so I pray that we ask God to help us to be better mothers. And single mothers, don't worry. God will still take care of your situations. Shall we pray?
Yes, please.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for helping us through the lesson. You have spoken to us about motherhood, about parenting. And we want to thank you because you have taught us what to do and what not to do. I want to pray for parents who are struggling, mothers, single mothers, even fathers who may be listening, on how we should order our children. Help us to come to you, not only when things go bad, but even in good and in bad times, to draw inspiration, to have a relationship with you, so that you can teach us and inspire us how we should order our children, how we should raise our children, and take care of our children, because the world has become so wild and so bad that we may have no control over them. The little lessons that we teach them, Lord, may they sustain them and help them to sail through. Bless our children and bless our mothers, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lina, thank you so much for this beautiful session we've had, even the one that we had as well on Tuesday. So have yourself a blessed day, my sister.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by...